Okay, so if you give us a quick introduction and let us know what course you're taking and tell us a little bit about your project, that would be great.
Okay, it's E75, Programming Dynamic Websites. The objective in my website is to be able to make sense out of my personal photo collection, to be able to share photos, have friends look at them, and spend as little time as possible on actually managing the website once it's set up. So if I come up with a new collection of photos, a new, 20 photos or something, just drop them in a directory, push one button, and they become available to the website. It generates thumbnails automatically and comes up with the indexing and the list of available directories. You can then go in and clean it up if you want, but you don't have to. You could add things like captions and comments, hide certain photos if you don't like photos that you want. There are just a few controls. There are two modes. There's a user mode, and then there's administrator mode where you can actually make updates to the various pictures and the directories. So it's a random collection of trips we've taken over the last 10 years that are on here right now.
Now, so that's an E75 project. You're not in E7 as well, though, are you? Because that's a class about digital photography, and it's kind of interesting that you created a project that combined the two of them so well.
Perhaps. I'm put to shame by some of the wonderful graphic designs here. My intention with this particular project was to get the mechanics to work properly, and the graphic design was secondary. And the photos certainly can't hold a candle to a lot of the work that's in the E7, I believe it is. So, but between the two of them, the mechanics are, in one project, and maybe my next career will be doing graphic design.
Well, anyway, would you mind giving us a test drive of the website?
Sure.
Okay, so what are we looking at here?
We're looking at, this is what I'm calling an album down at the bottom. There's actually three frames. There's the album on the bottom. There is a list of available albums and other controls on the left. And then there's a main viewing frame in the center. So once I have an album up, I can pick a particular image, and it shows up on the screen. It's sized to make the best use of the screen size. If you want to see more detail, you can click anywhere in the image, and it brings up the actual raw image at the original size that of the photograph. Click on it again, and it goes back to the proportion size.
So it looks like at the bottom here, you can display, the images are displayed either as their file name, or in some cases you've tagged them or given them a caption so that...
Yes, there are captions. Once a photo is up, you can put in any caption you want. There is a little control up there. That's where the caption shows up. If you don't enter a caption, it defaults to what the file name is, but you can also come up with your own captions, save it, and then when I bring up that picture another time, the caption is applied. Similarly, I can control what order those are displayed in. If I give it no order, it just picks the name of the file, and it orders it that way. Or I can enter a sequence number anywhere from 1 to 500, and it sorts in that order. So the bulk of these, I just default it to 500, so they sort by when you first load files in, it sorts according to the file name. What the real objective of this is to have as little maintenance as possible really necessary. And the way you bring new photos in is you just open up, you log on to the server at the shell level and just drop a pile of files into a directory, push one button, update the catalog, and it finds whatever files are on the disk, and it creates an album and creates the thumbnails, and you're good to go. At some point, the administrator decides they don't want to see a particular album. I've got something called, Hide Me, Hide Me, which has a couple strange photos in it. As the administrator, I see these photos. Oop, they only let us out for 1 hour, so we're going to have all the fun we can. I could either hide this photo, or I could bring up the... I could hide it at the directory level as well. And then if I went into user mode, they simply wouldn't see either the photo or the that album called Hide Me wouldn't show up at all.
Great job.
It was fun. A lot of work, but fun. Thank you.